Okay, dear Chairman and distinguished guest and my teacher, good morning. Okay, I'm actually a medical doctor and I'm an ophthalmologist. I have been that for 16 years. And my teacher, Suda, is very kind to cooperate with this topic with me for past 5 years. So my topic is a provider program from dysfunctional tragedy of the common behavior to a cooperative Nash equilibrium under a global budget restraint. And unfortunately that the chairman told me that there are two speakers following me are missing. But actually, last night I cut my PowerPoint from 80 slides to 40. So I cut it into 15 minutes. So I'm going to speak very slowly. Okay, this is my outline and financial disclosure. There's no financial disclosure. Okay, let's talk about the introduction. Excuse my language, so I have to read by rote. So, what is the prospective payment system? The prospective payment system has been adopted by third party payer in many countries in order to control rising healthcare cost. And ultimately, prospective control on cost is exercised through global budgeting. And a global budgeting is documented as a more effective cost control tool than the other PPS mechanism. We have the example in British Canada. So in Taiwan's national health insurance, this was established in 1995, has experienced rapid increase in healthcare expenditure, concurrent with the limited increase in insurance revenue, and that is because the political issue. Since 1998, global budget was phased in, so one care sector at a time with expenditure cap on the respective sector. So revealing the history, the global budgeting began with the dental outpatient clinical care in July 1998, Chinese medical outpatient clinic July 2000, Western medicine clinic July 2001, and finally the hospital sector that was set in July 2002. Each sector gets allocated to a separate global budget at the national level. And our study used the same game theory to explain and predict ophthalmology care providers' strategy behavior as reflected in service volume and types. We checked the immediate effect of the global budget in provider behavior for evidence of strategy of the common phenomenon. Because in the first beginning, the 1 point equal $1. However, after 3 years of the establishment of global budget, $1 equal only $0.7 in clinical sector and 0.8 in hospital sector. So we have the delay effect of global budget analysis. In order to change test for change in provider behavior attribute to a corporation for the common good of all provider. That is Nash equilibrium, because after 6 years of the establishment, $1 come back equal to one point come back equal to $1. I'm talking about the point value. Okay, so this is material and method. So we have the secondary data from the Taiwan National Health Insurance System, and we limited our clinical sector study to outpatient care volume. And in the hospital sector, we focus on surgical inpatient care service. For let's talk about the clinical sector. There are two kinds of reimbursement. The first one is simple claim form. We call it SCF. It's a simple reimbursement. It was used for most outpatient visit. And the standard amount of provider time and it's a routine, and it required a short 3 days supply of cost predictable prescription drug. So a fixed fee average is $15. It's very cheap, I know, per visit to reimbursed, includes service and drug cases claim under simple claim form. That's a simple reimbursement. Okay, the other one in clinical sector is a special case form, CLAN, is a special reimbursement. And that because that's used for non-routine outpatient visit involving increased provider skill, non-standard care item, or prescription drug. And this requires provider, the doctor, to itemize the list of treatment, consumable and pharmaceutical to claim the total amount. And the average is $30. It's a double of the simple reimbursement. So condition qualifying for the SCC are specified by the branch of National Health Insurance and may not exceed 30% of total claim. For the hospital regard, we have two kinds of reimbursement as well. The first one is case payment, we call it CP. There's only one case payment, that is cataract surgery. The others are non-case payment. And the case payment is studied only for the cataract surgery. Use a fixed but generous reimbursement rate. How much? Average $1,500 relative to all NCP diagnosis. And all our other inpatient procedure, including surgery, are reimbursed using non-case payment. So the average is $500. So you can see that's triple for profit. So in our hypothesis, study hypothesis, we think there are 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, 3 years. So the simple reimbursement in clinical sector, we hypothesis that will decrease first and increase. But for the spatial reimbursement, because it's double reimbursement than the simple, so the incentive must be for all the providers, so that is the SCC will increase in the first 3 years and then down. It's the same in the hospital section. The CP has a high profits. That is cataract surgery. That's triple than the NCP. So we suppose that will increase and then decrease. And the NCP will decrease, then increase. So that's the reason why. In 2005, the value of the point is down to an average 0.75. Okay, study design. We use the t-test and comparison of mean points and multiple regression analysis to do our study. The key independent variable are the year, the pre-global budget, the post-global budget, early and late. And the dependent variables were market competition, geographic region, ownership. Besides, practice type in the clinical sector and accreditation level in the hospital sector are also evaluated. A mixed model in SAS was used specifying medical care market as a random effect. The result. Okay, this is all the result. So we can see that clinical is SCC and SCF. Claim in 2000 by clinical characteristics, and hospital with CP and NCP here, claim in 2001 by hospital characteristic. So you can see the dependent variable practice type in clinical sector, hospital label, accreditation label in hospital sector, ownership. So this is the sum analysis. So about 80% of clinical are solo practice, and most of them are for profits. A total of 297 clinics had SCF claims in all three study year, and 418 clinics had SCC claims. SCF is simple reimbursement. SCC is special reimbursement. In hospital regard, 70% of hospitals are public or non-profit facility. CP claim were submitted by 106 hospitals and NCP claim by 126 hospitals in all three study year. Result. So we can see SCF claim points in 2005 were no different from 2000. And that's the same with the 2007 point value, different from 2005 in each healthcare market. That's not meaningful, not significant. However, the SCC claim point in 2005 were higher than 2000. And the 2007 point volume was similar to 2005. Let's review. So the SCF, there's no significant. However, the SCC from 2005 to 2000 here is significant. In hospital regard, case payment point in 2005 were no different from 2001 and is the same. 2007 was no different from 2005. However, non-case payment claim point in 2005 were higher than 2001, and 2007 points were even higher than the 2005. Let's review. So the CP from here to here, from here to here is not significant. But the NCP is the O increase, so an O significant. But is the regarding to our hypothesis, this line will be our hypothesis. So we can make a conclusion here, SCC, and here, NCP is significant. Okay, this is our difference in post versus pre-global budget claim points in the clinic and hospital sector. Pale test was used in this analysis. So we can see there are two, three significant here. SCC from 2000 to 2005, NCP from 2001 to 2005, as well as 2005 to 2007. Okay, this is an adjustable association between service volume and the year, pre and post global budget in the clinical and the hospital sector. This year, and the practice type, ownership, HHI, and this is the hospital sector, the year, hospital type, and HHI. Result four. So we use the multiple remodeling analysis for clinical SCF. So let's still repeat our the result. For SCF, early post-global budget and late post-global budget were not significant predictor. Competition levels were significant. Decreasing competition associated with increasing average clinical point. Practice site was associated with claim points. And for profits, clinic has significant higher simple claim form than public non-profit clinic. On the other hand, the clinical SCC, the special reimbursement, was significant associated with post and pre and versus pre-global budget year, driven by increased 2005 over 2000. So special claim points were associated with practice type and ownership. However, they were not associated with the market competition. That is, HHI was investigated. For the hospital regard, for CP, the case payment, neither of the post-global budget was significantly different from pre-GB. For the non-case payment, multi-level remodeling showed that post-GP were higher than pre-GP, controlling for hospital type. So let's do the discussion. This is our hypothesis. And what's the realistic condition here? Our hypothesis, the conclusion on the clinical sector relative to our hypothesis, the SCC as the simple claim form from 2005 over 2000 is not relative, is not follow our hypothesis. Neither than 2007 over 2005. However, for the special reimbursement, special claim in 2005 over 2000, yes. However, in 2007 over 2005, no. And this is some reason explained. I do some point explained here. So, in response to the early global budget increase in service volume, the Bureau of National Health Insurance of Taiwan imposed a cap on special claim form to only 30% of total claim and with punitive fine and audit for violations. So, providers can just cap the special claim form at the 2005 level. However, when simple phone and the special phone response are viewed together, we know that lack of any change in in a simple form throughout the study period, concurrent with increase in special reimbursement during the unregulated period of early global budget phase. So that indicates that provider, in their quest to increase their income or share their regional budget, they are focus on discretionary billable special reimbursement procedure. So we also observed that this effect was particularly strong in high competition area in our HHI analysis. So overall, therefore, clinical provider behavior is consistent with the trajectory of the common effect, with the only volume control evident in government-regulated service. So our study does not find evidence that physicians self-regulate their individual behavior and will play accordingly in a genuine Nash equilibrium. So let's review our study hypothesis again. So only this part and only this part are follow our hypothesis. So in the hospital regard, we can see in original our hypothesis is this one. For the case payment, increase and decrease. For non-case payment, it's decrease and increase. And the reason why is because the case payment is more profitable in the first 3 years of the settlement of the global budgeting. So this is, we can see, for the case payment, either from 2005 over 2001 or 2005 over 2005, there is no evidence that follow our hypothesis. However, for the non-case payment, only 2007 over 2005 are follow our hypothesis. And there are some reasons as following, and I'm going to point out. Very simple. Case payment, that is for profit, surgery, that is cataract surgery, remain stagnant throughout all the early post-global budget and late global budget relative to the pre-GB. So we discovered that the reason might be the Bureau of the National Health Insurance of Taiwan had imposed a strict cap of 40 case payment cases, that is cataract case cases, per physician per month. Because that's, we have to emphasize only cataract surgery qualified for case payment. And the cataract surgery, despite being a fixed rate procedure, is one of the expensive eye care service and generally a high profit service for provider, just as we mentioned before. However, for the non-case payment increase in the early post-global budget, contrary to our hypothesis of a reduction in NCP should be viewed in light of the tight regulation of case payment that was discovered after the analysis were underway. So together with the continued increase in non-case payment in the late post-GB year relative to the early global budget year, provider behavior in the hospital sector is found to be consistent with the persisting trajectory of the common phenomenon with no evidence of corporate Nash equilibrium setting in. So the last discussion here is our study shows that combating the trajectory of the common phenomenon remain the enduring challenge of insurance administrator under global budgeting. So to expect the professionals to eventually regulate themselves individually to keep service to a level of the population need, what is like Nash equilibrium, I think is not realistic. So the conclusion, a global budget imposes expenditure constraint on region, hospital, physician, or sector of care, leading to a conflict between healthcare providers. In this research, we found overwhelming evidence of the strategy of the common behavior of provider. However, although some findings were superficially consistent with the Nash equilibrium, deeper inquiry showed that the apparent cooperation was an artifact, having been enforced by regulatory caps. So given the dominance of the trajectory of the common phenomenon, it appears that letting the point value that I reported before in the first beginning fall, falling down to the global budgeting to the low value, it still remain the only option for player to stay with the budget, beyond what is reasonably enforceable by regulation. Thank you for your attention. And that's my contact address.
Any questions for Dr. Chen? I was wondering if you perhaps had looked at Eleanor Ostrom's work on the tragedy of the commons in some ways. That
yes.
You have any
yes. Okay.
Way of addressing that?
Okay, I'm an ophthalmologist. That's why I use the eye doctor as an object, a subject. So we in our hospital and in some my friend in clinic, they do a lot of unnecessary operation, you know, unnecessary like spatial reimbursement. Spatial reimbursement in clinical sector and lots of cataract surgery in the hospital. The reason why it's more profitable, that I told you before, the spatial is double profit than the simple in clinical sector. And the case payment is triple than the non-case payment. So that's the problem. So a lot of unnecessary cataract surgery was done. So we are very interesting to know how about the government can force in, do some, you know, integration. And of course, some medical association, you know, they were also willing to solve this problem. So that's what we are talking about, that why the value, the point of value is down, then it goes up because some intervention, either from the government or from the medical association themselves, to do some options.
I think this mirrors some of the instances that are going on in Medicare today in the U.S. It's the question of the incentive structure. And thank you very much. Are there any other questions for our other panelists?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of explanatory remarks regarding the presentation. Basically, this study was done to evaluate whether the tragedy of the commons holds. I think the primary question you were asked was to try. They wanted an explanation of the tragedy of the commons to the audience.
Sure.
And okay. So when there is a common resource that is limited and which has to be shared by everyone, like a common grazing land, inevitably people try to maximize their utility by having as many cattle as they can, and then they will all overgraze the land and they will all eventually come to a bad situation at the end. So the global budget is a cap. And what we were looking at is, do providers, in the face of being faced with a cap, at first the tendency could be that let me try to grab as much as I can of the pie, because the pie is limited. The only way I can get my share is by doing as much as I can, more and more services. But because everybody is doing the same thing, the point value, which was $1 equals 1 point at baseline, fell. So that 1 point became 0.75 points. The purpose of this research was to test whether subsequently, as everybody realizes that I'm running more and more just to stay in the same place, that I'm doing a whole lot more work in order to receive the same income, maybe all of us should change our strategy and just do needed services. We want it, that is the Nash equilibrium. That is, everybody realizes that no one person can change their strategy and achieve a better outcome than everybody else. Once I realized, we thought, well, if physicians realize that, they'll stop doing it. But what we discovered was, no. You find that physicians continue to pursue more and more services, and therefore, they, in spite of having to work harder and harder to stay in the same place, the collective self-regulation does not come about, and instead, the only reason why the point value on the global budget started to rise was probably because of the Bureau's regulation. When they put a firm cap on individual services and micromanaged health services, only in those sectors you saw a reduction in activity and in services. But wherever you have no regulation, you continue to see the tragedy of the commons and no evidence of self-regulation. So this is one of the debates that has been going on with global budgeting. As you know, many, many countries have tried global budgets, and this problem of overproducing services and the consequent decline in quality of care for the population has been an enduring problem in global budgets. We wanted to see whether in Taiwan we could find some evidence of professional self-regulation. That was the purpose of the study. I just wanted to clarify.
Well, thank you so much. I was just referring to whether Dr. Eleanor Ostrom's work on the tragedy of commons has been considered to see to what extent some of her strategies for overcoming that might be integrated into the system. You know, so it's a more cooperative practice, more communication among the practitioners, that sort of thing. And that's that may be one way of addressing the issue. Well, thank you so much. We're well out of time, and I hope that you all make it next year in D.C.